Or is there ever a smaller one that may have had two hands?
Well, that's a Fresno.
I see. I see. What about some rancher's tools that ranchers would carry around with them all the time?
Well, fencing tools is mainly what they'd carry. There'd be staple pullers and pliers, different kinds of pliers, and a hammer, and anything that you'd build a fence with or things like that, you know.
I see. And if they had sheep, what would they cut the wool with?
Well, you used to cut them with sheep shears. That's just a pair of shears made to cut them with, but now they use electric shears.
Okay, and you mentioned, you had a Model T, was that right?
Model T, yeah.
Okay, and that was a type of?
Car. Uh-huh. Just a minute, just shut that up.
Now, were there other, besides cars, they have large... to replace the wagon, did they ever have mechanized things to replace the wagon?
The truck. Uh-huh. The trucks. They had, when they started in, they had the old hard-tired Kissels and trucks that were hard-tired. When they hauled, they used to haul the milk from here to Rock Springs to put it on the, to take it to have it bottled, you know, and everything. Uh-huh. And that's what they had, was those old hard-tired trucks then. And then they finally went to the softer tires, and then they got up to the, like they have now, you know, and pickups.
Now you mentioned a Kissel.
Kissel, that was the name of the truck, the Kissel truck. And then they had the Dodge commercial. That was an old Dodge, and they hauled the mail in that. And it was a great big, well, it looked sort of like these here Suburbans, or not Suburbans, but... these that has the tops on, you know.
The panel?
That's what they were, kind of a panel deal, only they had a real heavy wire that's what was on the box, you know, to haul stuff. They hauled the mail from Rock Springs out here.
That's interesting. What about guns? Did you have a few guns?
Well, we just had, my husband had rifles, I think, 32 specials and shotguns. That was about all we had. We used to have a 12-gauge shotgun, and then he had a 32 rifle that he hunted meat with, you know.
And what would you call one of these smaller guns?
A revolver. Okay. We never had those.
What, and the thing you put inside the chamber, that's called a blank?
Cartridge. Or shell, is that what they call it?
Yeah, is that
that's shells, those cartridges.
Okay. All right. Oh, I was going to ask about animal pens. Different types of pens for animals.
Well, they don't they have them all out on the desert, the loading pens. They're made, it's just a pen made out of lumber, and then they've got a chute that they run these cattle in a pen, and then they back up to this chute with the trucks, and they go up that chute. It's sort of just like a ladder, only it's solid. And they go up there, and that's how they load them.
Now, what would they keep pigs in?
Pig pen.
Okay. Would they ever call that a sty?
Well, I think they used to, but I never ever heard it. I mean, okay. We didn't ever call them. We just called them pig pens.
And what about for chickens?
Chicken pens and chicken houses. I've raised lots of chickens. Brooder houses. We used to have, four regular brooder houses. They're just a big... kind of an octagon building, and then we had stoves in there that burnt diesel to keep warm, and we'd burn those, we had to burn it all night, we had to burn it 24 hours till the late chickens were feathered out, you know.
Now, you mentioned a chicken house, did they ever have a thing they called a...
chicken coop?
Yeah.
Well, that's just where you keep just a few in, you know.
Nice. Okay.
But a chicken house is a big, where you have maybe 200 or 300.
And the thing that you dropped the slop in for the pigs, that was called a...
slop pail.
Okay. And then you'd go out and dump it in their...
trough.
Okay. Did you have one of those for water and one for the...
Mm-hmm.